So there's a lot there to unpack for the budget. Very few people we'd rather do it with than Catherine Murray. She's national TV host on the News Forum, which you can see on the weekend, Sunday at 9 a.m. And of course, that's across Canada on all cable companies, called The Buck Stops Here with Catherine Murray as well. It's great to have you back on the show, Catherine. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Greg. Great morning and a busy morning for you, it sounds.
Yes.
I'm excited to listen to the rest of your program.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to listen to all of it, and I'd expect there to be the odd percolation of coffee at different points in time over the next 2.5 hours. What did you think? There's a lot of people talking about the capital gains tax, and it's easy to shrug our shoulders and say, ah, whatever. They're taxing the really wealthy and the rich. The one percenters are getting theirs. It has some trickle-down effects, potentially, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it has a lot of trickle-down effects because this is just, you know, if you look at it, it's the same type of budget year after year, which is overspending, under-promising, and overtaxing. And I think that when you have that accumulate, you continue to have investment dollars that don't choose to invest in Canada. So this is just one more reason why corporations, foreign direct investment, and Canadians don't want to necessarily put more of their hard-earned dollars to work in Canada when you continue to be taxed at a higher and higher rate. So all of that taken together has a trickle-down effect that you don't have as much investment going on in Canada, which we've seen over the past number of years. We've seen so many billions of dollars leave Canada, and we need that money. We don't have enough money in the bank, our bank, to really move the Canadian economy forward. And you're really seeing that, and that's why they're having to continue to tax, as opposed to actually changing policies that make policies better for all Canadians. I actually think it's a very unfair budget for all Canadians.
I had somebody tell me yesterday, and I never heard the phrase before, and you probably have because this is your world, money goes where it's treated best. And I thought about that, and I'm like, that is right. Even in our own households, even out of our own bank accounts, and south of the border, they're kind of hot right now with higher levels of productivity. However anybody views who's going to win the election or who would vote for who, there's a lot more attractive returns on invested capital than up here. And that's worrying, and more so that gets exacerbated by the budget yesterday.
Absolutely. Money always flows to where it's treated best. And to your point, I mean, you do it in your own household, right? You go to the grocery store that offers you the greatest value. So it is absolutely concerning. There's nothing in the budget that addresses productivity, and we are amongst the lowest of all G7 countries. That has absolutely weighed on the Canadian dollar. I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week. When you see a Canadian dollar that doesn't move in conjunction with the price of oil, which has been skyrocketing, that's telling you that the Canadian dollar is a commodity currency. All of those factors are broken. So what is the Canadian dollar reflecting? It's reflecting low productivity. It's reflecting higher taxes. It's reflecting a less of an interesting place to invest in. So it has all these trickle-down effects. And I think that one real headline that everybody should care about this morning of all age groups is the fact that the interest payments on this increasing debt that the federal government has put in place, it was $616 billion when Trudeau took over. It's $1.4 trillion now. The interest payment, that's not even the astonishing number. I mean, it is, but it isn't. The astonishing number is that they will be spending $54 billion on interest payments just to cover the debt. That is more than the federal government spends on health care, which is in great need.
Yeah.
Greater financing. $54 billion in interest payments. That's what everybody should care about this morning.
Catherine, I couldn't believe that, because when we buy something, whether it's, you know, when we go out for dinner or whether we buy a car, I think when we look at the taxes on it, we think, well, those are going to important things. Those are going to roads. Those are going to people who need it more. They're going to infrastructure. And when you lay that out there, that every single penny that we'll pay on the GST in the next year is just interest charges on a government that has spent out of control. I'd make the point also, they're making it real easy for somebody like Pierre Poilievre to walk in and say, well, this is something I wouldn't do. Because, yeah, who wouldn't say that?
Well, right. And, you know, I suppose anyone could walk in and say that, but everybody should also recognize that this has been 9 years of the same type of budget. So it's not even a giveaway statement, but I wouldn't do it that way. Everybody can look at where we're at 9 years later and see the state of the economy. You know, arguably as well, you know, we have no growth here, essentially. We've basically been in a recession And the problem with the budget that we've just heard about is there's really no growth factor in it. So what does that mean? It means continued low, slow growth. What does that then mean for the Bank of Canada and what they may or may not do? In other words, if our economy is really on the slow growth side, which I think it is, then, you know, they want to lower rates. What does that do? Think about this. That impacts all the retirees who have been saving and working hard for all their years, as well as seniors, to get lower interest rates on their hard-earned dollars. So it also impacts the elderly and the retirees as well, if, in fact, we have to lower rates to spur the economy.
Catherine Murray is our guest on Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. What's it do to the Bank of Canada when it comes to the potential to lower rates? We got inflation numbers yesterday, and they were under 3%, but they're cooling on groceries and food. 1.9% is that increase month to month. But what housing and shelter costs is obviously up. It's over 6%. Like, Catherine, the tail's kind of now wagging the dog. It's the interest rates that are making people have to pay more for rent and pay more for housing.
Absolutely. And I think the Bank of Canada has said this over the past year or two, that the more that the government spends, their hands are really tied. The more you spend, the more you print money, the higher the inflation. And what is the Bank of Canada to do? I mean, it's a very difficult position to lower rates when you've got the federal government and federal policy spending and taxing. So I think that's one of the key reasons why they've held off. You know, they recognize that there's probably a need to cut rates. But at the same time, when you've got all this money flowing to the system, presumably that will spur growth. I don't think it will. And we'll see those results. So perhaps, if anything, it just pushes out the interest rate cuts. Keep in mind as well that when Canada cuts rates, if they do, and the U.S. economy, which is much stronger, and they hold steady and not cut rates, that increases the currency differential between the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar, meaning the Canadian dollar lowers, and we're just importing more and more inflation. Every good that we import, which is a lot of goods, just increases in cost to the average Canadian consumer. It's an expensive proposition we're facing right now.
Yeah, it is that. You can watch her on the Buck Stops here with Catherine Murray on the News Forum on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Catherine, pleasure having you on as always. Great stuff.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
You got it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.